This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The family of a murder victim is suing the City of Blytheville and the State Bureau of Investigation. William Junebug Edwards Jr. was allegedly shot to death in 2023 by Natrell McInnes. The suspect was out on bond for killing DeAndre Sandler at the time. Edwards witnessed the murder. Lawsuit claims that the WPD and the SBI did not protect Edwards, even though both agencies knew McInnes was also a suspect in a triple sling in Chabern that killed Sadler's twin brother, Xavier. Look for more on this story on our website. Logan Fowler is back in custody after fleeing detectives in Bolton on Wednesday. Fowler, age 24, is being held under no bond. He was arrested in Hallsboro in December for harboring a fugitive. He was also wanted in Bladen County and wanted by the Highway Patrol. He was spotted by detectives doing surveillance and fled in Bolton when he was approached. One of the investigators sustained a dog bite during the chase. We have much more on this on our website. A bill in the state Senate would make it a felony to sell or trade embalming fluid to anyone outside the funeral industry. The Rakeem Shackelford Embalming Fluid Act seeks to address the growing problem of the preservative being used to enhance the effects of illegal drugs. The substance can cause hallucinations and erratic behavior, in addition to emphasizing the effects of narcotics. It was named for a Wilson man who was shot and killed by his mother when he attacked her while high on embalming fluid. Republican legislators are in a showdown with Governor Josh Stein over a request for a restraining order to block changes to the State Board of Elections. Without court action, election board appointments would shift on May 1st from the governor's office to the state auditor, in this case, Republican Dave Bolick. Democrat Stein claims that the law was unconstitutionally stripped power from the state's top executive. Legislators point out that the law was passed in accordance with the state constitution and say the governor is just attempting to erase the rule because he disagrees with it. A hearing is scheduled for May. The State Department of Health and Human Services is urging North Carolinians to fight the bite and reduce tick and mosquito-borne diseases. In 2024, more than 900 cases of such ailments were reported statewide. We have one of the highest rates in the nation, folks. That's not something to be proud of. Mosquito-borne diseases include West Nile, Eastern Equine Encephalitis, and La Crosse. Ticks carry Rocky Mountain spotted fever, Lyme, and diseases that cause fever, headache, rashes, flu-like symptoms, and can be severe. All bug-borne illnesses can be easily treated with antibiotics when properly diagnosed, but delaying treatment can cause serious long-term health issues. Hundreds of special athletes turned out Wednesday for the return of Special Olympics to Columbus County. It was a great time out there Wednesday, y'all. The event was held at Whiteville High Soccer Field. It was the first time the Olympics been held here since 2019. Cooperative Extension Master Gardeners is going to host their spring plant sale tomorrow from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. at 45 Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. You can give them a call at 910-640-6605 for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.